How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Pasta lasagna again, folks.
Ah!
Covered in marinara and fettuccine Alfredo sauce.
All this mozzarella making my tummy so full.
Coming at you like a Mediterranean mess. We are not a living podcast. I'm Freddie. Amy's here.
I am.
Kelly is here.
Roma.
Just the three of us today.
Yep.
Tabedo.
Andy
Portobello
is on a mental health sabbatical, which is something I think everyone should do. Take some time, some me time, and go out and walk in the woods.
Self-care, y'all.
You gotta have your self-care.
Self-care.
Make it feel good.
Yeah. Make it feel good.
Make me feel good. Here's to feeling good all the time.
Well, Andy had the roulette movie, which is Kuntilanak.
Yeah.
I think I pronounced that correctly.
Good enough.
Kuntilanak.
Which is an Indonesian fairy tale, kind of.
Oh.
But since Andy didn't watch it, Amy and I did, so we could talk about it today, and Andy, you owe us a movie.
I for sure didn't watch it.
Kelly did not.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Although I would have loved to hear your opinion on a lot of things that happen in this movie.
Yeah.
Patreon, thank you so much, patrons.
Hey, yeah.
For you guys,
making this possible.
Good job.
You're the best.
Later in the show, for our main attraction, we're going to talk about demons.
Yes.
Next week, we'll have Tale of Tales.
Tale of Tales.
Which was chosen
by
Patreon member Megan Yamada.
Yeah!
If you would like to help select a main attraction, we do this every month now. If you're a mammon.
Quit looking at me when you're doing this as if
I'm looking for affirmation like you know things.
He wants you to join Patreon and start supporting the show, Amy.
Okay.
Please. If you're a mammon, you get one entry in the raffle.
Mammon.
Leviathans get two. Beelzebubs, our producers, they get three.
Beelzebub.
And then in the feedback show, we'll draw one of those names, and that person gets to pick the final main attraction for the following month's theme.
What you think about that?
I think it's awesome.
You could pick anything.
Anything that fits in the theme.
It fits in the theme.
Yeah. Next month's theme is apocalyptic. So you could start thinking about that now in case you win the raffle.
Everybody start putting it together. Just be like, ooh, zombie? Oh, nuclear? Oh, kaiju?
Or religious?
Or weather?
Or disease?
Let's do Day After Tomorrow.
But we'll get to the end of the world once we're done with JK. Our spaghetti horror.
Yeah, don't forget. Don't start thinking about it now.
But can I just say real quick? I love a movie where you have to save the world with a nuclear weapon. So if we can, I'm just putting it out there.
Well, do you mean you love a movie where someone suggests that they should use a nuclear weapon and then everyone else has to like not only deal with like the monsters, but now also your crazy need to shoot off a nuclear weapon?
As long as it's part of the mix, whether or not it's used,
that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently, everyone in the military is just really like fucking hot to trot to shoot off just one nuke, like according to movies. They're just dying to shoot off a nuke. They were waiting for the kaiju to rise.
Dr. Strangelove, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys get the feeling our current president kind of feels that way?
Yes,
absolutely.
I feel like he wants to actually pick it up physically and throw it like a football at another country.
He can't throw.
And he thinks that he can.
No, he's like, it's going to be terrific.
He thinks he could throw a 500-yard touchdown pass with a nuclear weapon.
500 yards.
And that at the end it'll explode and there'll be cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They'll come out of the explosion.
With huge fake titties and Aerosmith or whoever he likes.
Whoever.
He strikes me more as like
Frank Sinatra.
Probably. Frank Sinatra's ghost will
He's
come
gonna
out
have
of
a
explosion.
Robot for a very high-tech hologram.
Do you feel like he referred to Sammy Davis Jr. as, quote, one of the good ones?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yes.
He's like, he was great, very talented. He's one of the good ones.
Very yeah. articulate.
Yeah.
That was my Donald Trump, and it wasn't great.
His hair was very soft.
So help us out, patreon.com/NOTLP, so we can keep doing this thing that you like. And you also get Origins, which we just put out. I'm sorry.
No, you.
No, I'm
I was just going to say, I scrambled and I got that episode out. And I want to thank Lamia Dominia.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote the entry in our episode guide way back in the day on WordPress, I think.
Where you been?
And I used those notes. They helped me out immensely because I had to put that together at the last minute because I forgot how quickly Friday got here because Amy's iPhone screen shattered.
All right. Let's not blame it on me.
Well, it's not your fault.
It is. I dropped my phone and shattered my screen.
You found the episode guide? The listener episode guide?
Yeah, you can just Google it.
Wow. Man. Oh, I thought it would have been long gone by
Plus,
now.
Plus, I think I have a link to it on our site.
It's like 10 years old, right?
It's
People
older
have
than
updated
that.
It here and there.
It's about as totally, old as the show.
Totally listener written and created.
Website as old as time. Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Speaking of listener created and written, Reddit.
Yes. Hey, we got a subreddit now. So if you don't mind people maybe being able to guess who you are on the old Reddit there, come join our subreddit. You won't be able to search it probably just yet because there aren't, it's brand new and, you know, you can't search those. But there's a link on our page that went out. The subreddit's called NOTL Podcast. And you can just go there and, we'll be posting content and shit, I'm sure, as it comes.
Is it weird that I'm not anonymous on Reddit?
No, it's not weird, but it's a little weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, only if, I mean, if you're not like,
if you're not doing things you don't want people
to if you're not commenting on things that you don't want people to like know that you comment on or, you know.
No, I don't do that stuff.
All right. Well then, no. You're
not
fine.
On that account.
Should I be?
Not on that account.
Should I create? Really? Should I bring back Hot Bun 69?
I mean, you definitely should bring back Hot Bun 69. I've definitely commented on some NSFW posts, and then you can go to my profile and see that I've done that. Yeah. I've upvoted some things.
I have had an account on Reddit for probably like 2 years, simply to browse trashy, insane people Facebook, and other fun Reddits. But I've never commented on anything. I think I've upvoted one thing that a coworker posted, and I was like, "I'll upvote it for you." And I don't understand Reddit.
I don't
just browse for content.
You know what's funny is like I think I don't get it because it's so simple.
Yeah,
I think I'm looking for something that isn't
board, right?
It is pretty simple,
but it has rules that I don't like unofficial and official.
That's the thing. Yeah. See what you got. It is very simple for your needs.
Yeah,
you're using it for what you need it for. But there are all these like you. It can be as complicated as you want it to be.
Yeah.
Or it could be as simple as you want it to be.
So here's the cool thing, Patreon members. Got to get used to calling you members. there's
You're
going
free.
To there is some interactivity between Patreon and Reddit.
Oh,
which you, more to come on that. I don't know exactly how it works, but keep an eye out. So if you are on Reddit and you are a Patreon member, there's a little extra something or other that you're going
You're
to get.
Free and
I went on to our Reddit because I was excited because we have never had one and it's been almost 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how to use it.
And I went to start a conversation about Overlord, and I haven't seen if anybody's replied to it yet, because, again, I don't think anybody knows that the Reddit exists except for the people who made it.
He's talking into the void.
Overlord's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it. That's right.
We went
on date night.
Yes. And it was actually really good.
Oh, it looks
like,
really
I knew
good.
It was going to be fun. But it was actually a shit ton of fun.
I didn't want it to end,
Not to be spoilery, but we had discussed it being sort of reminiscent of Frankenstein's Army. Is that still accurate to say?
I haven't seen Frankenstein's Army myself.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, shit, I thought you had.
I will tell you this. It felt like it had the vibe of a Spielberg movie, kind of almost like an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
Mixed with a little Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
And some Event Horizon.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great mashup of different genres, but each one was done perfectly.
It looks great.
It is so good.
So it's available to watch now out in the world.
Yeah, you go to the theater, support this movie because I really want a sequel to it. Do it for me.
Yeah.
I am important.
Look at him. And look at his face.
I got to the end of the movie. I was so in love with the characters in this movie.
We got to talk about...
That I got to the end of it and I really just wanted more.
Oh, I'm all worked
Wyatt
up
Wyatt Russell, is that his name?
Yeah, Kurt Russell's son.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
He's so good. He was in that one Black Mirror that was pretty good.
But yeah, and he's on one of my favorite shows of all time,
MASH.
Lodge 49. Yeah, Wyatt Russell.
But he's so fun in this. He's really cool. All of the cast was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. The lead, is it Jovan Adepo? Or Jovan? I'm not sure. Anyways, he's like a dramatic actor. He's only done like kind of artsy films before this, but he's like really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And it is not Doogie Howser's best friend from Doogie Howser.
Max Casella.
But you could have fooled me.
Yeah, there's one of the troops. They're the classic World War II soldiers that you expect to see in these kind of movies. Oh, only yeah. Like
it's not Doogie Howser's best friend.
Some things happen that you don't necessarily
I would have put money on that. Even though I know that guy's got to be in his probably late 40s, 50s, and this person clearly isn't.
He's probably not in his 50s.
He sounds and acts exactly like him, but yeah, he's the same age as NPH,
Doogie Howser, yeah.
Well, how old is he?
Like our age? Maybe a couple years older?
Oh, really?
I'd put Neil Patrick at 44.
I just always assume anybody oldest. Who was on TV when I was young is near death at this point.
But he's like your age when he was on TV.
Wow. Your age.
Your age.
The actor. God damn it. Why do I keep coughing? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me. John Magaro
is
the actor.
Max Cassell.
Who's John Magaro?
He's from Akron, Ohio.
He's the guy who I thought was the guy from Doogie Howser.
You thought he was Max Cassell.
I thought so. Yeah. I literally would have said, cut my fingers off if it isn't him.
Who is Doogie Howser?
What?
In this movie?
In this world.
Huh? Did you not watch? Have you never heard of Doogie Howser?
No, I'm just
oh my God, you really threw me for a loop there.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I know who Doogie Howser is.
What is Big Mac?
When I was at the Apple store getting my shattered phone screen fixed. Hey, I've had an iPhone for, 10 years now, and this is the first time I've done it, so thank you very much. I don't feel so bad.
And then she still fought me on getting a screen protector right after they finished.
Yeah, after I finished giving them all of my money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were talking to the young person who was putting my screen protector on, and she got us good with cheers, because we said something, and she's like, what's cheers?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But it was a joke.
But she was fucking with us, and I thought
that was good.
She was
like, let's fuck with the old people!
I enjoyed the hell out of that interaction. She was a lot of fun.
Sounds sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was my life this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Batman Mask of the Phantasm at the theater tomorrow.
What's that?
Has that been out?
Batman Mask of the Phantasm is an animated Batman movie from several years ago.
Yeah. What did they put it? They re-released it?
Fathom Events doing it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that in the theater when it came out.
I don't think it went to the theater when it came out.
Are you sure about that?
I'm like 90% sure.
I remember seeing an animated Batman movie in the theater.
Then that might be it. I'm not 100% sure.
I think it did.
But I would say I'm 90% sure that it did. Would
you bet all of your
fingers?
I'm going
to chisel away at how sure you are about it.
I could be wrong. I'm not saying that I'm not. Physical money?
I feel like the one I saw in the theater had Ra's al Ghul in it or some shit.
I feel like they all have Ra's al Ghul.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
I miss Andy to make fun of you for this conversation.
I just read, and I'm sure we'll get into it on Night of the Comic.
Oh my goodness.
And whenever we get around to recording that, times are tough. I read the Batman Supernatural one that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read that with John Constantine and Batman? And it's a horror book.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I can't remember the name of it, but you'll know it when you see it. And then I just read White Knight, where the Joker's the good guy.
Oh,
that was pretty fun. And then I just read the Owls. What is it, like the Council of Owls or whatever?
I don't really read comics anymore.
Shame on you.
I mean, I'm not saying I won't read comics, but I don't read comics.
Boy, it's to remember about all you have in common still.
Yeah. 45, by the way. Neil Patrick Harris is 45.
Oh, so he's...
He's...
6 years older than me.
Yeah. He'll be 3 years older than me...
7 years.
...in 2 months.
What?
I'll be 42.
How many... Let's just say how many months exactly is. How many months are you?
Isn't 42 the answer to the meaning of life?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So that... Do you feel excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
I'm the meaning.
Take that mm-hmm. as a... As a, omen for that year.
I'm going to go around and perform miracles.
You're going to discover the meaning of life.
I'm going to make
your life.
A lot of fish, a little fish into a lot of fish.
A lot of fish. You open a restaurant called A Lot of Fish?
A Lot of Fish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get disciples.
I like where your head's at.
This is exciting.
You're going to be crucified?
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably be stoned.
Mm-hmm. I'm only 42 for a year, though. It's not like I'm real Jesus.
No, but I think you'll learn things.
I'm Jesus
in
for
that
a year,
year,
so I don't have to get crucified.
That year is the year you truly learn it all.
Jesus was dead for what? By then, he had been dead 9 years, right?
Well, he was up in heaven.
What are we talking about?
He was only dead for 3 days.
Yeah.
Then he was up in heaven.
Yeah, duh, Freddy.
Living it up.
Living
it's
it
Good
up.
Friday.
Living La Vida Loca.
It's yeah. the Good Friday to Easter thing, right?
But I thought he came back to life. And then he went across the countryside. He met the little girl and he threw her in the lake.
That's Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And she was just trying to show him the flower.
Was, yeah.
She threw the flower.
Frankenstein
she
now?
Threw the flower in the lake and it floated. So Jesus thought she
right.
floated.
And
she...
then he was like, life is like a box of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I turned into water. No way.
And then he was Wolverine. Yeah.
I'm so glad we read the Bible that one time in our lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To bring this to you. Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, religion. There you go.
Yeah, so good. Anything else, you guys? Anything else going on in our worlds that we want to tell the listeners about? Just living life.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm working on a new novel.
Yeah.
I'm like 15,000 words in. I've been doing real good, writing every day, at least 1,000 words.
That's exciting.
Per NaNoWriMo guidelines.
Yeah. What's your writing?
It's not a NaNoWriMo.
Right. But you're following the guidelines.
But I'm trying to keep the pace.
What's your writing setup? Where do you sit? Like, what's your ceremonial build up to writing?
You know, I get some water and I get my vape and I get my little Bluetooth speaker. Because if I use Spotify through my computer, it like slows my computer up. So I use Spotify on my phone so that my computer doesn't slow up. And then I sit down at my desk in my little office area and I open Microsoft Word and then I write.
Do you work on a desktop or a laptop?
Desktop.
Old school.
Yes. I
How do you protect your back and your posture during that time?
I
Something I've been thinking a lot about.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I turn on my spooky instrumental inspiration writing playlist.
Yeah.
It's full of a lot of things. It's full of spooky instrumental sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some Philip Glass.
Some
Twin Peaks.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, it's more like songs.
Chains rattling.
Is it creaking? Is it creaking doors opening and closing?
I didn't turn on a Halloween sound effects.
Come on!
And then I just type out words, and they're good.
Creak. We should release a Halloween sound effects album for our patrons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we should release
writing.
We should release it to Reddit.
We should.
It'll just be all this.
But occasionally, I'll be in there, and be like, "You're doing great."
This is the sound of someone carving a pumpkin.
Elsa's trying to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah, she is.
She didn't like those noises, Daddy.
Mm.
All right, kiddos.
All right.
I think we've done enough here.
Well,
or have we done too little?
Or too much?
Or too much?
HR Puffin stuff. You can't do a little because you can't do enough. Try to put that in your brain.
Yeah. Sometime we should do an episode on Puffin stuff.
We should. It's a weird, weird world.
Sometimes we should do an episode while Puffin stuff.
That's the only way you can watch HR Puffin stuff.
God, we're doing great today.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for straight to video Russian roulette.
Okay, we're back. Had a question during the break. Maybe the listeners can help. Is HR Puffin Stuff HR? Mm-hmm. Is he human resources? Think about it. Let me know.
Just Puffin Stuff.
My paycheck is wrong. go see Puffin Stuff. Happened to me last week, and Puffin Stuff straightened it out. Also, a little person jumped out of his pocket, and it was amazing.
Wow!
So, Kuntilanak.
Yep.
Kuntilanak. Yeah. It's sort of like a... Yeah. Like a lot, you are not. I can't do
La Llorona.
Thank you.
It's very much the Indonesian La Llorona.
Right. It's a very, yes, Bloody Mary.
It's so it's a weeping woman.
It's a woman,
kind of,
who had some messed up shit around her kids, and now she's a crazy ghost. It's yeah. always that way.
It's usually killer woman.
It's usually a woman who died while pregnant.
Oh.
That's in this
in the
legend.
Mythology in the in gotcha. The Indonesian version of this.
It's not a woman who killed her kids.
No, it's a woman who died while pregnant. In some cultures, it's a woman who died in childbirth.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Sexy. And that turns her into a gut eating vampire,
mm-hmm.
a witch.
In this particular movie, she inhabits a cursed mirror like an Oculus.
Well, this is kind of like, if you want to go back to the beginning, like it's kind of like the Lilith or the Lamia.
Yeah, know? It all goes back to...
We're afraid Lamia. Of women and their uteruses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they eat babies.
Yeah.
There's something very spooky about a pregnant woman dying. Mm-hmm. Even more so, I think, than a lot of other deaths. And I can see why people assign a curse to that. Mm-hmm.
It's all we're made for.
In this
it's
movie,
just to shit out kids, and if we don't do it right,
tonally,
get it right,
ladies.
Don't fuck up and die.
All yeah. right, what are you saying?
It's all
you talk about the tone. Tone is strange.
We were talking about this before the show, and it occurred to me that this movie is half Flintstones vitamins commercial,
yep.
and half The Ring.
Yeah,
I like to eat the Bettys because she's sexy. That's how I was as a kid. I like
you
the
eat
Bettys
your body first.
Are you still a Betty?
It?
No, I'm still Betty.
Yeah, Betty was hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that that was Halle Berry, right? In the movie?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never seen any of the Flintstones movies.
I think it
I
was
meant
Halle
the cartoon
Berry.
Character.
Yeah. You've never seen any of the movies?
Mm-mm.
John Goodman?
Yeah.
Was Fred
Rosie
Flintstone?
O'Donnell.
Yeah. Oh no, Rosie was Betty. Right?
That doesn't seem right.
No. It had to be the other way.
I mean, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure she was, but it doesn't seem right.
No.
Based on your childhood fantasies of her vitamin.
Based on his bone. His vitamin boner.
So discussing the tone, yes, Freddie's right. It's got a very like wacky doodle kid adventure kind of thing going on. And at the same time, all the imagery you're used to from like The Ring and movies of that genre.
And not toned down to accommodate an all child cast. It's still
well, that's cool. That's kind of I like that idea.
You
it's
might
like it.
You might like this movie.
It's light.
Yeah, and it's not. It doesn't have the gravitas of an It because when the kids are playing around, there's this goofy second score to the movie, which is like.
Yeah, this wackadoodle soundtrack that pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But the basic story is these five kids have been adopted by this lady, this nice lady.
Who looks like an older Rashida Jones.
There you go. Mm-hmm. They're not related, but, you know, she's trying to create a family. She's like, I'm your mom. I want you guys to think of each other as a family. I got to go see my real... biological children in San Francisco for 3 weeks, but I'm gonna leave you here.
Oh yeah, this sounds like a scam.
No, she's good.
It sounds like she goes from store to store and just like takes kids that have wandered away from their moms. She's like, I'm your mom now. I've adopted you.
Yes.
I'm gonna take you back. Now I have to go to San Francisco to help my real kids, but you stay here and work on these little phone cases.
No, actually, she's very kind.
Okay. She just leaves them alone, though?
No.
She, like, leave bowls of food out for them?
No.
One of those self-watering things?
Her niece is going to watch
them. She's going to drop by in the morning and the afternoon.
Her hot niece.
Her hot niece. is going to stay there with them. Her and her boyfriend, who is the host of a...
He's like an Indonesian Zach Bagans.
Yeah, sort of. He's less like, obnoxious.
He's more sincere.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
And he's been investigating...
His eyes aren't crossed either.
Yeah.
All right.
He's been investigating a house where a rumored Kuntilanak was living. And the kids find out that they can... There's a contest going on. If they can get a visual, like a picture of the Kuntilanak, they can win enough money to buy an Xbox.
Oh!
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. You know, we need more like, in this country, like we just have ghosts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're all just ghosts. Ghosty. Like we need more like kinds of ghosts like this.
Yeah.
Like we don't have like the Varkalak or the...
Yeah.
That's the thing, by the way. Don't laugh at me.
It's still funny the way you say it. I'll
throw this book at you.
Varkalak.
Varkalak.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess
we have Wraiths. We have Road Ghosts, but we don't have clever names for them.
That's what I mean.
Is Lick Road Amy not a good enough name for
It's pretty good, ghosts? But it's not a whole genre of ghosts. It's one specific
you're
ghost.
Right, you're
she's
right.
not a she's not a Zangamaka.
What if she's a Lick Road to me?
Lick Road to me?
We can make that term. Mm-hmm. That's the new Road Ghost term.
Jump off a bridgey?
Hitchhiking ghost. We have Hatbox Ghosts.
Jump off a bridge.
Hatbox Ghosts.
Hatbox Ghosts.
Like Billy Joe McAllister?
Ghosts.
Billy Joe McAllister.
Lucy Boos. Lady Girls, baby
Lady Girls.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The kids, they've all got their own, traumas surrounding their early lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Kuntilanak kind of preys on kids that don't have moms.
They've all been put in wine
presses. It's super
presses.
Sad.
Yeah.
They're kids. It'll come to you as your missing or deceased mother, and then it will tear your stomach open and eat all your blood.
Ew.
But they tone that part down at least a little bit in this movie. I don't remember her tearing a kid open on screen.
Not on screen. don't want to spoil it. It's kind of fun. Not great.
It's not it's not great. It's not
bad.
These
kids are so fucking charming.
They are really cute.
They're adorable. And the one little kid with glasses, Miko.
Mm-hmm. He's like the supernatural weirdo kid. He's got like X-Files posters in his room.
Yeah.
And a lot of this. He's just a cute kid. He reads like all those books we read growing up.
Yeah, he's your spooky nerd.
Yeah.
He's the spooky nerd.
And he's got thick glasses.
Mm-hmm. There's a little girl with bangs called Ambar. She's cute. It's very cute. It's a cute little movie. A little long.
Yeah.
Totally strange.
Do you feel like you could show this to kids? Or is it too intense?
You could show it to like 13 and up.
You think so?
Yeah.
You wouldn't risk
it. I don't know. I don't
have
kids. What do I fucking know? But that's how I feel.
So you would rate this somewhere between a PG, but for 13.
It's a PG-13.
PG.
Thank you
that's
for
what it
helping
sounds
me.
Like you're saying.
Yes, yeah. I am saying.
If they would just, if there was a way to rate it.
If there was, ages, if we could create something that was a guide for parents.
Yeah.
If we could. Listen, I don't have all day.
Is there a way you could just quickly list like the different things in it that might be
definitely
harmful for children?
Violence.
Violence.
Were there any adult
scary
themes?
Images.
There
are adult themes.
There was consumption of alcohol.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mild drug use?
No
drug use.
Not even mild?
No.
No smoking.
Was there cartoon violence?
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
There was blood, and there was a lot of blood in the opening scene, but it was just loose blood.
And there's a weird Pinocchio head mirror that could freak a kid out, because if you love Pinocchio, but then this mirror is evil.
It looks like it has Pinocchio's head on top.
It's strange.
And when it activates, it's like, and it kind of moves. And then for some reason, the top of his hat goes, boink, and a little thing pops out of it.
It's a nail.
Is that what it was?
Who knows? Anyway, Kuntilanak.
Weird movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it was trying... It was
made by people who love horror movies, I can tell you.
Yes. There are people who are really into horror films made this. It was a very Western movie made by Asian filmmakers, so it has a little bit of that weird clunkiness to the pacing, because I think they were trying to make kind of an American-style movie in a lot of ways. Do you agree about that? Or
yeah, I mean, they definitely cribbed all the ghost stuff.
Yeah, and everything is telegraphed. Throughout. Cribs. As far as scares and stuff. So it's not like,
MTV's Cribs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is where the magic happens.
It's good house porn.
Pimp My Asian Movies.
Pimp My Asian Movie.
The lady's house is great.
House is great, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I know.
Recommend, disrecommend?
You know, it's difficult. I think there's a lot to be said for it.
As an oddity, I recommend it.
But you didn't like it.
No, as entertainment, there are much better things out there to watch.
Gotcha. All right.
That's like maybe our movie for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Probably not.
Oh, stop.
Sometimes I like curiosities, though.
I know you do.
You know.
I like seeing...
That's the Ripley's Believe It or Not of movies.
It's nice to see how other, you know, cultures take... Yeah. I want to know about their spookies.
Yeah, it did get me to learn about the Kunti Lenak, if not how to pronounce it, at least what it is.
There you go. In a Wong Sit.
Along
in other words.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see who's going to get shot with a movie bullet.
Along Sit Ribeiro.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy known for a funny dance, I take offense. He said that on an AFV recently.
Oh, yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
I knew that's it. Where you were like experiencing
that's part
him.
Of our self-care.
This cat has feline AIDS, but it's not keeping him down. He's in the toilet.
All right, so this movie gun, movie bullet, Mikey B's.
Not even here, will he die?
Oh, he lives. Mm. You can't hear it, but trust me.
Trust me.
You will hear it because I'm going to put the noise in later.
She's good at faking it.
I'll have what she's having.
I'm up.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did Amy laugh too hard?
I laughed too hard and I destroyed the computer.
And my insides came out.
You love too hard.
I do that. I lived Kelly. You live Freddy.
This is not fair.
Why not?
Because I just watched Kunta Lick-a-Lick-a-Lick-a. That's okay. Andy just owes me one.
Okay. Guess what you get to watch? I think you'll like this. Maybe. It's called Flight 666. We just watched the trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll watch this with relish.
Did you know it was an asylum movie?
Oh, yeah.
Passengers and crew on an international flight are attacked by unseen forces that threaten all aboard. As they fight to stay alive, they start to realize that these are actually the spirits of murdered girls. What? This is a spoiler. Determined to stop their killer on board.
Stop! Why'd you say this is a spoiler and keep going?
Well, I didn't know! It's in the description on Prime!
What's this a ripoff of?
It's not. It's an original concept.
Asylum.
And I watched the trailer and it doesn't look terrible.
It looked fun.
Yeah.
Asylum. But you know what my definition of fun is different than yours.
You know,
what's different than mine, for sure.
Yeah. It turns out the plane was designed with this kind of like diagram that has supernatural power and significance, in that if every person on the plane does not get their carry-on to fit under the seat in front of them,
mm-hmm.
it unlocks a portal.
That's your personal hell. Item goes under the seat. In
your
front
personal
of you. Your
carry-on
item. Has to
I meant,
go above.
I meant your personal item.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you land, make sure contents haven't shifted. Be careful.
And the funny part is, they do when they take off. Everybody has it perfect, so everyone's safe. But then one guy forgot his earbuds in his bag.
And he had to dig through it.
And he had to dig through it, and I opened the gate.
Oh, there's your review.
Fucking dick face.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Well.
We'll be right back.
This week's main attraction from 1985, Lamberto Bava's Demoni.
Yep.
Demoni.
Demoni.
She owes me Demoni.
She owes me
Demoni. Bitch better have Demoni.
Oh. Oh, this screenplay written by who's who of Italian horror royalty, Dardano Cecchetti, Dario Argento, Lamberto Bava himself, and Franco Farini.
You guys... I don't think I like Italian horror movies.
Yeah, if you don't like this one, that's pretty much my opinion. The litmus test is Demons.
I wanted to, and I'll tell you this. I liked it better.
Yes.
I thought it was more watchable for sure than Phenomena. But we'll get into why and how it lost me.
Okay.
It's definitely better by 38 miles.
Well, what's funny is I feel like it's like
Phenomena.
I feel like it's less well made, but it's more watchable. Like, to me, this felt like a movie, like, I'd watch.
Well, this movie is a popcorn movie.
Yeah, you know what it felt like to me? It was like Italian Evil Dead meets mm-hmm. Return of the Living Dead with Action Jackson as your hero.
It still didn't work for you.
See, that's the thing. I thought it would.
Yeah.
As those elements became clear, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. At the very beginning, I was like, all right. And then it just became kind of the same thing for the rest of the movie. And I was like, oh.
I get it.
All right.
At least more of the characters, like, actions and being made more sense.
Agreed. I like the soundtrack.
Even though.
Oh, it's a great soundtrack.
Nothing made. There was no explanation for any of the events of the movie. They just happen.
It just becomes a long chase to me.
Yeah.
What I love about this movie, for me, this is a personally sacred movie, although you're allowed not to like it. That's fine. But I was eight or 9 years old. I saw this, and they brought Demons to America for us. And Mom and Dad took me to, I think it was a weekend matinee at Northgate. Remember the little movie theater up there?
Oh, it was like a regular movie theater.
It was an old school movie theater. It was itty bitty too.
But it was a regular school theater at the time.
Yeah, at the time it was like,
it was like all the other theaters.
Super sticky floor.
Yeah.
Real tiny lobby. And
with the video games.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Popcorn counter.
Yeah.
Arcade games.
Yep, that's about it. Like two cabinets probably, if I remember
right. Yeah, it was like two, maybe three. I think
did it have a claw?
Later it had a claw.
Did they? I was about to say, I don't remember the
later
claw.
It had a claw, not before long, before it closed. And then, like, I liked how when you went back to the theater areas, it was almost like getting on a plane. They were kind of hidden. There was like a hallway. There was a water fountain. And then you went one either right or left down this little hallway, and that's where the
it felt magical, were. Right?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
loved
it was awesome. And they used to have lobby cards. I remember, I think I remember seeing, I almost, and this could be my imagination, but I thought they had lobby cards for this movie where they would set them up on the, where you'd go to get your popcorn, there'd be like the cards you could take for free, you know, with pictures from the movie and everything. But anyways, we were the only people in the audience, me, my mom, my dad, and this was the movie. And it takes place in a movie theater.
Yes, it does.
Full of demons. After, you know...
Yeah, it doesn't start off full of demons. It's not like they get there and they're like, whoa!
Yeah, it's not just full of demons. So many demons here.
They always talk through the movie.
Yeah, so the setup is pretty cool. This is an Italian movie, but it's made in Germany.
Yeah, and it's dubbed in English.
Yeah, and that's weird because Suspiria is the same. Like, it is an Italian-made movie shot in Germany.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Well, did you ever... Yeah, I don't know. I feel the Italian Westerns were also all shot in, I think, Spain.
A lot of them were shot in Spain, yeah.
They're like, we don't want to shoot in our own country. It's too small.
You think people kept going yelling out the windows at them while they were trying to make a movie in Italy?
Yeah.
A lot of stereotypes here.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just spaghetti sauce all over the streets.
The setup to this is a mysterious masked stranger is passing out invitations to random people to come to a screening of a movie.
Yeah, there's a very nervous girl at the beginning.
Yeah, she is. She's on the subway.
So nervous.
Wouldn't you be nervous too? Look at that guy.
Well, I don't think she saw him though.
Well, she saw his reflection in the subway, and he's basically just wearing like a Phantom of the Opera mask, but it's metal.
But she was nervous on the train though.
And I do
before
feel
she ever got to the
German
station.
Punks would scare me too. Yeah. Knowing history the way I do.
She was just so white.
I think, and I don't know if this is true, and I can't verify because I don't know him, but I think Darren Aronofsky references this scene in The Black Swan and the subway sequence.
I'll have to go back and watch.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons I really love Black Swan is because I feel like it's kind of a love letter to Italian horror movies. But
I could see that.
The
nervous girl gets her friend Kathy, and they're like, let's blow off class, man.
Yeah.
Kathy's kind of cranky.
Yeah.
Cranky Kathy.
Cranky Kathy and nervous curly hair.
Nervous curly hair and cranky Kathy go to the movie theater. Which
Kathy has the curly hair.
Whatever.
Nervous has like wavy hair.
Whatever.
Nervous Nancy.
Nervous Nancy.
Cranky Kathy.
Cheryl. That's her name.
Cheryl.
So,
Shaky Cheryl.
So this movie theater... is also has an art installation in it.
Yeah, a motorcycle
In a demon mask.
Well, didn't it used to be
and
closed?
A samurai sword.
They just opened it for this, right? That's what they passed out the cards.
Yeah.
And then somebody is like, that place has been closed for years.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
It's like a one night only kind of thing.
They have horror conventions in that building now.
Yeah.
Like, well, the exterior shot is one building and the interiors are shot, I guess, in a soundstage or something. But yeah, they have horror conventions there.
So this woman is taking everybody's tickets, and I want to talk about her whole outfit and hair combo.
Mm-hmm.
Like flaming red hair
mm-hmm.
and a bright green dress with a huge white Peter Pan collar.
She definitely looked like she had just come from St. Patrick's Day.
Right, like she dressed like a fucking leprechaun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Or like a flight attendant on Miguel Gutierrez.
Yes. Yes, she did. She was pale.
She's real, like, suspiciously looking at everybody like she knows something.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you feel like she's in on it.
Nothing ever happens. Nothing,
she ends up dead like everybody else.
Yeah, she just works there.
Anyway.
Could you imagine if somebody were, like, some sort of arch demon, like, mastermind, and they had to pop popcorn for a bunch of people?
I know.
Like, this is not what I got into this for.
So our friend the pimp.
He sounded like a Dracula.
Is his name Tony? All pimps are named Tony.
Not all pimps are named Tony. But the Venn diagram.
But all Tonys are pimps.
All Tonys are pimps.
Yeah, he was Tony.
All Italian pimps.
Bobby Rhodes.
He's there with his two bottom bitches, and they, I mean, I'm assuming he's a pimp, but that might be racism, too.
No, I think it's pretty obvious he's a pimp.
Is it?
I think you're supposed to think something's going on.
Yeah. You just opened my eyes.
There's some,
to my racism?
There's well, some, I didn't I'm think sorry. He was a pimp. I thought he was like dating the one, and then the other one was sort of like their obnoxious friend.
Oh my God.
He's so rude to them both, and he like tells them what to do.
Yeah, I always got the vibe he was a pimp, even when I was a little kid.
Well, now I get it, now that you say it. But like at the time, I thought he was just like an Action Jackson, just asshole-y. He's like, this one I like, this one, shut up!
Where the hell is Rosemary?
I mean, where's
Rosemary?
They're wearing very tight clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it now.
That's me being anti-sex worker.
But at the time,
God!
You gotta stop.
We gotta learn.
Fine.
We gotta learn from ourselves.
Do some examination of my own feelings.
I just, I didn't get it.
They're being disrespectful of the art installation, and the one maybe sex worker puts on the metal demon mask.
Oh, Rick James.
She's my favorite part of this movie. Greta is her name.
Yeah,
but in the movie she plays Rosemary.
Yeah,
Rosemary.
And they're just goofing off in the lobby by the art installation. She puts the mask on. It cuts her face. They're like, ha ha ha. Leprechaun lady's like, the fuck you doing? And we all go into the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And meanwhile, Cheryl and Cranky Kathy have picked up a couple of stalkers. I mean, fellas,
who they already thought were jerks. Like this, I love this.
Kathy
place.
Was immediately like, fuck this.
Because it's just such a weird movie theater.
Yeah.
Like, you get this just weird array of people. It's like, these guys are just there to, like, scam pussy. Like, I felt like that's what they're like, let's go to the movie theater and pick up some ass.
I always thought they were like the Winchester brothers. Like, one looks a lot like Jensen Ackles.
Yeah. No, I didn't think that.
You didn't think he looked like him?
Well, I didn't notice that, but I thought that they
when
looked
you watch like it again, because you're going to want to revisit it.
I shut up about it.
I just thought they were there to scam pussy like it was a bar.
What
the
was
one
with
guy had a sweater.
It was the 80s.
Tied around his neck.
Where there is a vending machine next to the Coke machine that they were having difficulty with.
They were like, we're not going to buy fountain Cokes.
It had popcorn coming out of it.
Yeah.
It was a popcorn vending machine.
They used to have those at the bowling alley.
That I don't understand.
It's because the demon refused to make popcorn.
Oh, okay.
It was like, that's beneath
me.
So
maybe they didn't
have
it.
Or Skelly would say, that's beneath me.
I'm not going to make popcorn for these plebs.
There's no concession stand, clearly, because they have like all these vending machines. They're like, have at it.
Well, only only that Irish lady worked there. She can't do everything.
Well, that was part of what was spooky about the movie, is that everything's automated.
Do you think she's an O-Lantern?
One of the O-Lanterns.
From one of the O-Lanterns.
She's Catherine O-Lantern.
Catherine O-Lantern.
Kathleen.
Of course, they make it into the theater, and the movie is about the grave of Nostradamus, and essentially
the movie in the movie is goofy as shit.
Yeah.
These kids.
Nostradamus. That sounds like a rap group.
Nostradamus. He made all these predictions.
you got a spooky nerd who's telling everybody about Nostradamus, and they're goof. That this is the movie in the movie where they're goofing around in these ruins, and they're gonna make your cemeteries their cathedrals.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the guy, they find a mask,
which is a great line. You gotta admit, even if you don't like the movie,
that's a good line. Yeah. I still liked it up to this point.
Yeah,
the kids find a mask in the movie within the movie. That's the same mask,
yeah.
And the one kid puts it on, and he gets cut on the face. And Rosemary's like, "The fuck?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm still bleeding. I'm gonna leave."
Yeah. And then she's like, "I'm a super freak, super freak."
And I will. I mean, they told you to stop smoking, Rosemary, and you just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So this is what you get.
Is that the punishment?
No, I'm just kidding. She goes to the bathroom, and it
turns into a demon.
She turns into a demon.
Like so it becomes evil.
Pussy,
dead.
Gross.
I love the demon makeup in this movie.
The demon makeup's pretty cool. There's maybe a little too much liquid.
It's gross.
Well, it's gross, but like it obscures some of the detail.
Who needs detail? You got all that gross egg yolky stuff coming out of their mouths.
That's what it's detail.
It's not so gross to me that like after the first like glurp, then it's just like, all right.
Then it's just mess.
Who's got to clean this up?
That's how I feel. Like,
see, this goes in with Gremlins for me with that extra slimy, like when they're transforming type stuff. Like,
oh, but they Gremlins had a perfect, like that was a perfect amount of glurp.
You would feel, had you seen this movie when it came out, I feel like you would feel this is the perfect amount of glurp too.
I don't know.
Because it would have hooked itself into your nightmares the way it did me.
I've got to do
enough damage to your brain to make you childlike again.
No, I'm very childlike.
And then we will.
Who are you talking to, Freddy?
I'm talking like I need to make it where you are completely and totally suggestible.
I think,
you know, like drill a hole in your head and put antifreeze in there.
Yeah, I think even as kids, like we would have slightly had a different like view on things.
Are you telling me you are two separate people with two separate ideas?
Even let's say two.
I don't understand.
9-year-old Kelly, 8-year-old Freddy.
Yeah.
We go to see demons together in the theater, and then we play some Double Dragon in the lobby after when we're talking about the movie.
I think I'd be like, there's a little too much glorp.
I'd be like, not enough glorp, thank you.
And then 6-year-old Amy would be like, I don't think we should be here. We're too young to see this movie.
My parents' theory was always, just don't wake us up with nightmares.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
I did anyway.
So
this
the movie
scared the shit out of me.
So then she's gone full demon.
I do like
the bathroom.
I like the demon makeup behind the glurp.
Yeah,
like slightly
her
less
performance,
like
with the veins, great,
right? Yeah, it's very evil daddy. I like the evil daddy.
The way she whips her arms out and she comes after, like her body language.
Yeah,
I always thought was
the
super
way
intimidating.
She moved. Yeah. The way she moved was really creepy. I will give it that.
Yeah,
the eyes and the teeth, kind of. There was definitely the demons themselves were pretty
they're
scary.
Brutal. And I do think it's a lot like Evil Dead in the level of ferocity of like the way the demons attack people in this
movie.
Well,
they're very similar kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're just people with weird faces now.
Yeah.
And they're glurpy.
We haven't talked about
Evil Dead had a perfect amount of glurp.
Yeah.
The blind guy.
Oh man, why'd they take him to a movie?
His niece.
It was meant as a joke.
I know.
Not his nieces weren't playing a joke on him, but the filmmakers were making a joke.
No, I get it, but it was just like,
although, you know, as much of a joke as that is, we've been in a movie with a blind person before and with someone describing everything to them.
I was cracking my shit up when he was like, what's happening? I can't tell what's happening. I was like, you can't see. You're at a movie.
He was so angry,
there
too.
There are ways that blind people can
enjoy
a visual medium.
But it was just funny.
Didn't she sneak? She snuck away to have a little nookie. That was her,
right?
Yeah,
she went to get nookie.
Yeah.
And he's like, where you at?
And his eyes get smushed out.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, and you may hate this as a competent adult who understands how things work, but as a child, when his eyes get torn out by Rosemary...
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things I loved about Italian horror is it's clearly like a wax head thing or a wax prosthesis that she is just rubbing in.
Right.
But to me, that made it extra scary and extra gross for some reason because it felt supernatural somehow.
Oh, I didn't have a problem with that effect.
You didn't? Okay. See, I thought for sure that would have been something you'd been like, well, it's clearly just some wax face pieces.
I can't, like, here's the thing. I don't fault... people for like less than realistic looking. I mean, unless it's just
too much glue.
Obviously, well, no, too much glurp. That's not less realistic.
Glurp.
It's
Freddy.
Just an over
glurp.
That's glut.
It's a glut of
it's a glut of glurp. They they went too hard.
Yeah.
But like, if, just because it's a wax head, that's okay. Yeah. Like, I get what they're doing.
Yeah.
He's not unreasonable.
So I didn't have a problem
too
with
much
that.
Glurp, but I'm okay with the wax head.
Yeah.
So at this point,
I just can't figure you out sometimes, Kelly.
Because the glurp was like a your that enigma. Was a that was something that the director was like, put them all the glurp in there, just all the glurp. And they just somebody was like, Liberto, are you sure you want to, like, this is a good amount. No, I want them all.
The rest of the day, you call me La Guerpo. But that's how much glurp I want.
But the wax head was like as good as it got as far as that effect went. Like that was state of the art. So, you know, for their budget.
I love slime though.
Rosemary's friend has gone to look for her, got turned into a demon and is behind the screen.
They're all demons.
Yeah. And rips through it.
That was pretty cool too.
To like reveal to all the audience members what's happening, basically. She Jada Pinkett's.
Yeah.
Hi ho.
They love it. And then
more Gremlins stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, you
I wish we would just watch Gremlins.
The entire audience is now running through the movie theater trying to find a way out.
Yeah.
So what? I guess I didn't have the doors been bricked over?
They're sealed shut.
Who did that?
The demons.
Giles. Okay.
So, yeah, all now right. This movie has been very claustrophobic to this point. Everyone is trapped in the theater.
Yeah.
Cut to...
Yeah, the punks.
The punk characters.
Oh, my God.
Kelly hates this.
They're just silly.
Punk characters.
Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah. He does it. That's what I was about. Joey Tribbiani. And they're snorting coke out of a Coke can. That scene where they spilled the cocaine got this movie banned a lot of places.
Really?
Yeah, where they're cleaning it up and he's scraping it off of her breast with a razor blade and all
Oh,
that.
Yeah. I thought he was... I don't think I understood that's what was happening. There's a lot of stuff where I was just like, I don't understand why anyone's doing anything. I thought he was just like trying to scare her. Like, he's like, I'm going to cut your titty.
No, he told them they had because to get every bit of the cocaine cleaned up.
Ripper, or whatever his name was.
This
was
like
trash
bit.
This is where it turns into Return of the Living Dead. This is why I say it's like Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Meets Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah. This was a concurrence with, I don't think these filmmakers knew what each other was doing, yet they both created something really similar.
So help me understand.
This came out in 86, right?
85 originally.
Yeah. Oh, so same year. Yeah, you're right. All right.
So we got these punks, and they're just, for a while there, you're just kind of getting these little cut scenes to them snorting coke and being punky. And they run from the cop.
Punker.
The world is blind. No, that guy was blind.
Punker.
They run from the cops, and a door opens in an alleyway, which is into the theater, and they, like, clearly the demon invited them in.
Hey, in the reverse of the usual, it's the demon that invites you in.
In Soviet Russia.
Demon invite you in.
So,
yeah, can we talk about
how gross? We spent so much
the
time.
The punk girl's so gross.
Yeah.
That's not
Did
nice.
You think so too?
I thought they're all
they're
gross.
They're just grungy. They're grungy. Why are
they all gross? They are all gross, but I don't know. There was something about her, even as a child, like there was something I was just like, mm-mm.
Was it her hair?
They're stinky. Yes.
They look like they smell.
It's a big part
of
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're criminals and they're drug addicts.
Yeah.
Help me understand. You spend so much time with these punks.
I'm not saying
she has that hair. It looks like it just like she worked at like a real shitty salon in like 1982, and she probably smelled very strongly of like cigarettes and something else.
Yeah, something else that you can't identify.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say the actor is gross. To clarify, Amy.
No, it's all of them are very grungy.
The character is very. She in particular, for some reason, struck me as actually. There's something about her. It's the same with the feral child and the Road Warrior.
Yeah.
I almost felt later the same person, honestly.
Like, you just felt dirty looking at
him. You know what I'm talking about? The feral kid? Yeah. Who has the boomerang? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you spend so much time with these punks, and then they get invited into the theater, only for really them to just kind of. Nothing happens with them.
This is the thing, and this is where I don't like the movie. The movie actually got very boring for me.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Well, it just kind of kept the same stuff, running from to and fro.
Yeah.
This person gets turned into a demon, that person. You get turned into a demon by getting, like, scratched.
Action Jackson's kicking people.
Yeah. And then he dies.
I do feel like Fred, that guy from... he's famous.
Flintstone?
He's from blaxploitation movies.
Oh, yeah. Now you've broken my brain.
He's in...
He's in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Yeah, and he's in... From Dusk Till Dawn. I was going to say that his character and performance in From Dusk Till Dawn was maybe inspired by this character a little bit.
Oh, that's possible, yeah.
He's
kicking glurpy demons around. This guy's kicking glurpy demons
around. Fred Williamson.
Thank you.
Who did he play in this? Who are we talking about?
No, he wasn't in this. He's just he's an actor who plays toughs in a lot of movies.
He's also a big African-American gentleman who kicks glurpy demons.
He kicks glurpy demons.
Basically, they're just kind of like trying to survive up in this balcony, and they've discovered a hole in the wall. And they go into the walls of the theater. Where the man can see it all.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps happening.
They're sad to discover the ladies do wear pants.
Ow. And I brushed my nose on my knife. And it hurt. I think I'm bleeding.
Okay. They... I don't remember.
It just for me, I just kind of lost.
Eventually, a helicopter just kind of plops into the theater.
I love that moment. It crashes through the ceiling. Now, yeah.
I lost track of sort of what was happening.
Because Blindy got out.
Were you really watching it at all, Kelly?
I was.
Blindy got out.
But I lost track of what happened.
Did you give up at a certain point and you're on your Blind phone?
Blind dude.
I was on my phone quite a bit.
I think
that's part of your problem.
Has he infected the world?
But I made it a pretty far way before that happened.
I'm chastising Kelly right
now. That was probably like 10 minutes, 15 before
that. Dear listeners, is my voice at an octave that these two dipshits can't hear?
I apologize.
Blind guy gets out, right? So we're to assume he's gone off to infect the world.
Because
he's a demon.
Yeah.
Blind guy.
And when they get out, during this great fight scene, which Kelly would say is lame, but is great, there's the chopper, which I agree is not clearly the blades are not moving
they
fast
get
enough
to the chopper
to do what they do in this movie, but the chopper slices up some demons, kind of like in Dawn of the Dead.
I was gonna say part is very Dawn of the Dead-y when the chopper shows up.
It's and like then a- 4 years before Tim Burton's Batman, Jensen Ackles of Italy uses a grappling hook cannon to rescue himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaky Cheryl, or
and then he asked her, "How much do you weigh?"
Yeah, and then they go up to the roof, and they have this climactic battle with a mask face guy
from the beginning. Where they what was the plan? Who came up with the plan to use a rod to shove his face down onto pointy sticks?
Who came up with the plan between the two of them?
They just automatically did it together in unison.
I think once...
person that put the bomb in the bomb, shabomb, shabomb.
Yeah, that person.
Like, they finally knock him down because he's trying to kill them, mask face, right? And they're like, in unison, pick up a rod, stick it underneath one thing, lever it down to shove his face into stickies. And I'm just like, where
did
that come from?
They're a hell of a team.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Brilliance.
A recipe book.
Took a long time.
It was good. I like that scene where that's something that happens in a few Italian horror movies where there's something sharp headed at someone's eye at a medium pace.
Very medium.
Yeah.
And so you're like, is it going to go in the eye or not? And then you're like, it will eventually.
It always does.
Just wait.
They got a thing about eyes.
Yeah. Don't you?
I mean, I do, but like...
You want something sharp jabbed in your eye, Kelly?
No, I'm just saying they seem to have a particular thing about eyes.
But if, you know, you're saying that you're against it.
I'm not against it.
You're against me putting something in your eye, though.
That I'm against.
Yeah, see?
I'd ask that you not do
That's
that.
That's what makes it universal.
Yeah, but I feel like they it's a go-to for Italian horror movies more than it does.
Well, you know how they say math is a universal language?
Yeah.
A sharp stick in the eye works across all species with eyes.
I understand that better than math.
Yeah.
So.
Me too.
Yeah.
Basically, they get out.
That's what they should have put on the Voyager.
If you gave me an equation that explained eye stabbing, but you just showed me a picture of an eye getting stabbed, that one I would get.
Exactly.
The equation I would
be like. You know, is it a gold record or whatever they put on the Voyager?
Mm.
Is it all the bits of our culture
and
stuff?
We haven't really discussed this, but basically it's Shaky Cheryl and Bland Pussy Hound.
And her she-shed.
Yeah.
That have basically gotten out. They're the last two.
Yeah.
And they get out into the world and they realize... The demons are everywhere now.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
As a 9 or 10 year old boy,
mm-hmm.
This was a big moment for me where I'm like, holy shit, this is a bigger problem. And I can't leave the theater because monsters are outside.
No, I get that.
And then they made a sequel to this, which I also love. And now I'm afraid for you to watch it, Kelly.
Demoni too.
You just want to stomp all over my childhood.
So help me.
You're gonna poop in Optimus Prime's mouth next.
I'm hoping to. One thing at a time. I'm gonna ruin everything.
So let me ask.
I love Gremlins. That's from your childhood.
That's true. It's from my childhood. A lot of things are from my childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
AIDS.
So
okay. You love AIDS.
I'm not gonna ruin AIDS for you.
So they're out in the world. The whole world is on fire. Yeah. And then they are picked up by this family in a Jeep, and they're like, we're heading out to find somewhere safe.
You know what the irony of that
is? Then Shaky Cheryl, she's a demon, they have to kill her.
Yeah. That family had just escaped Jurassic Park.
Yep.
And then they are in the middle of all this shit.
Yeah.
Or the Land of the Lost.
Are those people in the sequel?
No, but they do something fun, if I remember correctly, with the casting. I think they bring back some of the cast members in the second one.
Like Evil Dead 2?
Kind of, yeah. I think. I could be wrong about that.
There's no explanation for any of this. Where did the demon come from? What is all of this? What was the intent of it?
Where did you come from?
So, like, that's fine.
Don't say what?
I would like a little bit. But I didn't get it, and that's fine. But so I didn't know if the sequel had anything, because... Am I to understand that helicopter dropped out of the ceiling because the world was demonized out there? But it seems like they didn't have enough time to... Blind guy had only gotten out. Guys, I just don't understand.
I think this was a massive thing that was happening.
Already.
That was happening in other venues.
Yeah.
Other movie theaters.
other movie theaters. Maybe in other, just other scenarios entirely.
So, was everybody invited there to... try on the demon mask? I don't understand.
I think that was a coinkydink.
I don't know. I don't think there's so much. You think coincidence is at work at all? It has a lot to do with destiny.
What I'm saying is, I think that you're right. I think it was already a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
I think getting invited to the movie theater was just incidental.
Was that innocent?
To the demon happening. Yeah.
Well, but the movie had so much to do with it as well.
I don't know if it did.
What was the mask?
I think that was.
You think
like,
it was unrelated, the mask?
I do.
Like the demon got into her cut?
I just think that it was like, it's happening in his movie. I thought it was just like for funsies. Maybe. It was just for funsies. I don't even know that I really thought about that deeply. I mean,
I know, but now I am. And
normally,
now I'm mad.
Like, what's weird is like none of that mattered to me. Like, I was in it for the ride. Mm-hmm. But then the ride got boring for me.
It did drag a little in the middle.
I could see that it's not like up to modern pacing.
If you look at Return of the Living Dead, which I mean is also a chase of sorts, but like there's such a great build through that, and there's like beats and stuff. Whereas I feel like this just like once the demons showed up, it was just like go, go, go.
Well, also I think something that Return of the Living Dead has over this movie
is Dan O'Bannon wrote it.
Well, yeah, one, the screenplay, two, the performances are way better in Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's just a better movie.
Yeah, it is a better movie.
So I was totally down to go with this, but then it just kind of lost me.
So no interest in seeing Demons 2? Takes place in a high-rise apartment.
Is there any explanation for anything?
In the second one, there's more demons. And then there's the church.
That wasn't what I asked,
which is like Demons 3. And then some movie came out in the 90s. That has, I think, a connection somehow that I've never seen.
Okay. So there's never any kind of... At least you get in Return of the Living Dead, like, the whole army thing, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get something.
Well, I didn't even necessarily need the explanation. I just wanted more plot.
And less gloop.
Less gloop.
Yeah, there's no plot. Nope.
Yeah.
It's just like, meh.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep running. Some of us are going to die.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I kind of lost track of who was who and why anybody was doing anything.
Do you know what really bothered me? So there's a scene where the young making out couple is crawling through the ducts trying to find a way out. And like they're pulling themselves along, but nobody's using their legs. Like, use your feet a little bit.
They're like, I got all this upper body strength because I work out so hard at the Nautilus.
They're just acting like this is the heart. Oh. And I'm like, you could use your legs a little to push yourself along. Jesus Christ. That upset me, and I don't know why.
I wonder why they did that. I never really thought about it.
It was. I was like, this is stupid. But other than that, everything made sense. No.
Demoni.
Like the one guy that kept yelling at everybody, shut up, and yelled at his wife to shut up.
Shut up!
Like, calm down, bro. Maybe you don't need to be going to the movies.
That was funny.
Maybe you can't handle it.
No, he doesn't seem like he can.
Shut up! Although, you do that in the movies if someone's being loud.
Yeah, but it has to be an ongoing thing, and I'm not like, shut up.
Like, immediately when I'm like, you want some popcorn? And you're like, shut up!
Well, maybe I was having a bad day.
Stupid piece of shit! You're pretty badass at the movies, man.
If I have to be.
I know.
I will be.
I'm like, oof.
People need to be taught. This isn't your goddamn living room.
No, it's not.
Ugh.
Your couch isn't here.
You know who was bothering me during Overlord?
What's that?
I don't understand what was happening. There was these people in front of us.
Oh, yeah. They kept getting up.
Why? And it was a man and a woman, and she was in a wheelchair. No, I mean, she could walk, but clearly she was having difficulty.
She's a faker.
No, that's not what I'm saying, but they get in, they get settled. Like, it's clearly difficult.
They never get settled.
But that's the problem. Like, he keeps getting up to do something, and he's right in front of me. It's stadium seating. It's fine. It's not really blocking anything, but the fact that they keep moving.
And then the whole family left the theater at one point and came back.
He gets her back into the wheelchair. He puts his coat on. They leave. Like, within 1 minute, they're back, and they sit down. Where did they go? This is
the thing that's always that baffles me all the time. And I would love to ask people, and I don't know if there's any ever way to do this, but, like, the people who, like, do stuff like that, they get up. First of all, they come in, like, 15 minutes late.
Yes.
And they sit down.
How dare you?
And then 10 minutes later, they hunch down, and they go back out, and they're gone for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then they come back in and they kind of wander around and they're like, do you want, what do you want? Do you want to come back? Okay. And then they sit down and then they get up 5-10 minutes before the movie's over and they leave.
I know.
And then one of them comes back in and takes their shoe off and waves it at the crowd and then just leaves again. I'm very curious sometimes as to, like, people's behavior. Not even talking. Talking, I understand. I mean, it's a pain in the ass. I understand it. But, like, this weird, like, get up, sit down, move around, leave, come back, leave early, come late.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Because the thing is...
It's weird. Like, do you feel like their whole lives are chaos?
Like, the amount of time it took to get her back into the wheelchair and to leave and get all their coats and all their shit... was more time than they spent out of the theater. It was not long enough to pee. I don't understand what was going on, but you came right back.
Yeah. And I feel like people get very defensive when you ask why they do what they do. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just curious.
I'm a scientist.
I just want to understand. Like, what? Because, like, I feel like if I were to ask someone, they'd be like, because I fucking want to.
I would never pay for a movie that I knew I was going to be 15 minutes late to.
Yeah, I would just not go in.
Do something else.
How badly do I need to see, you know, the Nutcracker, like, movie?
But the thing is, what if you were just 15 minutes late to everything in your life? You would have to just accept. You're like, I'm going to be 15 minutes late to everything in my life.
Is it because, like, you answered the leprechaun's riddle wrong?
Yeah.
And instead of getting their gold, that's your curse? Yeah. It's not so bad, but it's like... You know,
it's the curse of when you're born and then 15 minutes later, your mom, the birthing mother, she dies.
Yeah.
And then you become one of these people that's 15 minutes late to everything.
Yeah.
Because of the Indonesian mirror curse.
Did you almost just fall?
I did.
I just listeners. We're not going to shame you.
No.
But if you're one of these people that does that,
I need to know.
Please tell us what's going on.
Or if you know somebody who does this, ask them. I need to understand.
I really just want to know, what are you doing? Where are you going? What are you doing? It's like busy town. Like, I just...
What's going on?
Like, Freddie and I were 20 minutes early for Overlord, and I was nervous about that.
I get it. I mean, I
was like, let's move it. Give me my popcorn. I want to go.
I mean, I'm usually not 20 minutes early to things, but, like, I do start to feel a little nervous the closer it gets to the start of the movie. And
I don't even like to miss previews.
And I don't like to pee. I will pee if I have to.
You don't like to?
Right. I don't like to leave to pee either.
And I'll do it if I absolutely have to and if it's going to affect my enjoyment of the movie. But, like, usually I try not to pee during the movie. Yeah. I get that people do. No problem.
I've here and there, I have started doing it more.
But these people that just, like, come in, and there's six of them, and they all come in, like, 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And they've got arms full of concessions, and I'm like, you did not plan this well, and I don't want to hang out with you.
I don't bring your chaos into my life.
I have enough chaos in my mind.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
Are you ever like, tempted to pee in a cup when you're in a movie? And you're like, nobody would really see me.
I wish I could.
Yeah. Hello. Can't. Without it being horrifying.
I could, but I feel like I would be found.
I'd be Everybody arrested. Would smell it.
I'd be found.
Oh, out. Yeah, the hot piss.
Yeah.
Hot
piss smell.
Don't make the hot piss smell in a room.
You've seen those, room. Like a catheter, the condom with a catheter thing in it. You never seen this? It's people wear them to ball games, supposedly.
Well, it doesn't really go up in your pee hole. It's just part of the condom.
It's part of it. Yeah, you slide the
Kelly's
condom
Kelly's face, listener, you didn't see it.
How do you keep a condom on a flaccid penis that long?
I've had a catheter. I guess if you just have a big old penis. Yeah.
How was the catheter, by the way?
Awful.
It just sounds awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
Twice in my life. Well, it was the same hospital visit.
Yeah.
But it had to be put in twice, two separate times. It was taken out. Which I was grateful for.
Which was worse, going in or coming out?
Oh, going in by far.
Yeah.
By far.
I really dread having to ever have one of those.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's horrible. Yeah. It's
they can't give you anything for it, right? This lube.
They use this lube that I think is supposed to be a little bit of a topical numbing agent. It does nothing.
The lube, it does nothing.
It does
more glorp.
It does nothing.
I need more glorp.
And they're like, all right, we're going to count to three, and then we're going to shove this in your urethra. And
they do it on two, don't they?
Calm down. Yeah. There did seem to be a little bit of evil glee in the on the part of both nurses that performed this.
They have to hold your penis and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a weird experience. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's their job, and thank God for them.
No, yeah, thank God for them, but God there does them. Seem to be a little evil glee.
So anyway.
It hurts.
Don't be a bad theater goer. Be a good theater goer.
Or explain to me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wait outside the theater at the end and then say, what was happening was we got a call from our babysitter.
Yeah. No, I can
understand.
There were
gremlins.
Being a little late. That's fine. Gremlins. It's fine, but I'm more about the people that are up and down and up and down.
That's what I mean.
I don't get it.
I need an explanation.
But then, I've seen people walk in 20 minutes into a movie.
What is that?
And so you've add on the 20 minutes of movie plus the 15 minutes of previews. You showed up, paid for it, and we're like, I guess I'm going to be 40 minutes late to this thing. I don't understand.
I don't either.
I can get me in 5 minutes late.
How I can just kill me.
And here's the thing too. It's not the money. I spend money on shit that I'll throw right the fuck away. I don't give a shit about the money.
Sure.
But it's just you missed why did you even bother? What were you hoping to get from
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Just stay home. You got Netflix.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than buying two movie tickets. What the hell?
I need to understand. I need to understand. Please, please, listeners, I know that at least one of you is this person. We hear these things and it's like, we don't know anyone that does this. Yes, we do. But just the laws, the numbers say that we have to know someone that does this personally.
Yeah.
And they just don't admit it. Just admit it. We're friends. Just
tell
us.
I don't know anybody.
You do. You do know someone that does this. You just don't know that you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're in my orbit. Yeah. I've just never been in a movie theater.
Someone on
them.
Your Facebook friend list, your Twitter feed, someone in your workspace, they do this. They have done this, but they don't admit it. And we just want you to tell us why. Don't say I do what I want. I get that. I'm not saying you can't do it. I want to know the actual reason you do it. You don't do it because you want to do it. You're motivated by something.
I really had to pee during Overlord.
Yeah.
I did not get up to pee.
I peed during the last movie I went to. What was that? Night of the Living Dead? Well, I've seen that a bunch of times.
Was it Piss the Movie?
There is
it was
an app.
Piss the Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
There is an app that tells you when to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there's a lot of good apps.
Made by a Cincinnati Bengals brother.
Oh, yeah?
Former Cincinnati Bengal.
Also, I understand there are emergencies and probably, but this dude, he was just up and down and up and down and they left for 30 seconds and came back and I just don't know what you were doing.
Have we worked through our feelings about this? How are you feeling? In a better place now?
No, I'm still very frustrated.
What if you put more glurp on it?
I might go onto Reddit and try and find this out. People on Reddit will answer when they have bad behavior.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we can move on to all the smells emanating from stores in the mall if you want. I got rants for days.
I got a headache when we did that. We walked by so many stores with perfume and candles and everything. It ruined my mall experience. I was having a great time until that headache.
It actually triggered a migraine. I'm talking to the chick at the Apple store. She's like, cheers. And then ha ha ha. And I'm going blind in my left eye as I'm talking to her. And just,
No, I get it. Yeah.
Malls, calm down. Calm down with your shit. Nobody wants to smell all that.
Nobody wants to smell your shit.
Oh, no.
All right. What else is grinding my gears right now?
My phone just is dead.
Aw.
Don't you damn me.
I'm going to need one of you to text Elise.
Okay. It's
time for me to leave.
We will.
Come get your husband.
Get him out of my house.
All right. So we did it, guys. We talked about demons. So next week, Tale of Tales.
Yeah.
Tale of Tales.
Next week, it's not our fault.
Or Il Racconto de Racconti.
Maybe you'll like this one because it's new.
Maybe.
It's from 20.
I'm open-minded and 15. Open-hearted.
Do you know who's in this?
Who?
Selma Hayek.
Ah, I like her.
Vincent Cassell.
He's got a weird face.
Toby Jones.
I love Toby Jones.
John C. Reilly.
Well, it's a good cast.
And others.
All right.
Great cast.
Maybe. Directed by Matteo Garrone, who did, or Garrone, I don't know how you pronounce it. He did Gomorra, which was a big critical success.
I didn't see that.
It's like a crime movie, I think.
Mm. All right. At the end of every show, we give a special shout out to our Beelzebubs.
It's special.
We're going to start with Jeremy. And Cassie. Jeremy and Cassie. Hi, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Deadeye.
How you doing, Deadeye?
Amanda. Hi.
100% Entertainment.
Dale.
Not too much glurp.
Mandy.
Hey, hot dog. Next time, let's rip off a Ferrari.
Adam.
This heap's got no class.
You remember that?
Brooke.
What the hell happened to Brooke?
Ernest.
Oh, Ernie, already selling you twat, huh?
Oh.
That's when she showed him the baby picture in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
And she was naked, and he says, you're already selling your twat, huh?
Oh,
yeah. Albert.
Oh, shit, I scratched myself. That'll teach you to touch things, Albert.
Tree and Alex.
Tree, Alex. I don't know how to explain it, but it's your movie that's making this happen.
Brandon Boone.
Oh, the stuff's everywhere. It's even in my panties, Brandon.
Oh, God.
You help me clean it up with a razor blade?
It's glurp.
There's glurp everywhere.
Bill.
They won't get me, that's for sure, Bill. Because I got you on my side, and I'll see you on Trivia Crack, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We play a lot of Trivia Crack together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blake.
Whores. You can tell them a mile away.
A mile away.
Blake.
Not Blake. More than 1 mile, though.
He's, comma, I personalize these things by adding comma and then your name.
Mark.
There's some kind of madman loose in here, and I think it's Mark.
Oh.
And our favorite, Elise. Sorry to all the others, but she's our favorite.
Don't make me laugh, baby pig. That shit's concentrated.
Yeah.
Comma, Elise.
Elise. What a strange line that one is. Don't make me laugh, baby pig. This shit's concentrated.
What the hell's that from?
It's from the movie.
Oh.
It's when they're the cocaine.
Oh, the Coke in the Coke can.
Yeah.
Baby pig.
It's Coca-Cola Classic with Coke in it.
New Coke.
Minus the soda. Just cocaine.
It seems like a dangerous way of snorting Coke.
You want a can of
straw? Is there a safe way to snort Coke?
I don't know. I've never done it, but here's I don't want to do it.
Here's a can of Coke.
Okay.
Coke and a smile. Mm-hmm. Coke and a grimace. Coke and a bleeding boob.
Grimace doing Coke.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Spill it in your panties and cut it off your breasts.
Demons. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't seem comfortable to have a leather vest like rubbing against your naked boobies.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Okay, so thanks so much for listening.
Let us know if you've enjoyed that kind of action and how it went.
Kelly doesn't like Italian horror. We're all confused about people at the movie theater, and we're old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that about sums it up.
Yep.
We love you, though.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
if he should go to